Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. Coaching and training brought to you by the ATSJR team. Just a few quick announcements before we get started. Every Sunday, just like on Tuesdays, we also have another free coaching and training call. This is brought by the Antonio T. Smith Jr., the millionaire maker. It's called Plant Better Mindset Call every Sunday evening at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow on that call information. You can go on his fan page, facebook.com/BATSJR. Every Sunday, we are live. He spits facts, he spits information, and this is a call just like Let's Talk Tuesday that you cannot afford to miss. Also by the ATSJR companies, we have ATS Business University. We are making business owners millionaires. I should say multi-millionaires. So I just saw a video with Grant Cardone saying if you make $1 million by the time, at 27, by the time you're 52, if you make another dime, if you don't make another dime, you'll be broke. So we don't want you broke. We want you in great abundance. So the ATS Business University, Antonio kills it every single week. We have up to 9 training calls each week. More training calls than days is what we say around here. If you're interested, go to atsbu.org. And without further ado,
we en route.
Someone say you hear static. Can everybody hear me? Okay. No, people say I'm frozen now. Mic check. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go. Go ahead, Doc.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Let's Talk Tuesday. Really quick, I just want to make sure that everyone that has audio right now can hear the sound of my voice. All right. Okay. Well, it has been a minute since I have been able to speak to you all. I've missed talking and speaking on Let's Talk Tuesday, and I am absolutely in love with this topic today. Say yes to you. I just returned to work. I am one of the babies of the bunch. I still go to a 9-to-5, and I returned to work on this week. And they had us sign a document that said, I said yes at the top. And on this document was a list of things that educators must say yes to in order to return to work. You could not return to work if you did not say yes to these 11 or so characteristics of an educator, things that educators do. And I signed it because it was everything that I agree with. I am not one that hates my job. I absolutely love what I do. The minute I can go take $1 million cash out the bank and set it on my table at home, I would go into every public school in America and work for free because I love children. I love educating them. I love teaching the whole child. I love everything about education. However, there comes a point when you have to do what they had us to do on paper for education. Today for yourself. You have to get to a point where you say yes to you. And when you say yes to you, there are people, places, and things that require a no that you're not going to immediately want to give a no to because you've never told them no before. However, when you realize that you are the sole creator of your reality and you are the creator of your life, it's hard to live in a reality that you say no to every day. It's really difficult to live in a reality that your reply is, yes, I created it, but no, I'm not going to say yes to myself so that I can live in it. Or I'm going to say no to myself and create a reality of no and always receive no, but tell the world that I want a yes. The only way that you receive yes, the only way that you can give a yes, is to say yes. So Shannon, what do you mean? What do you mean say yes to you? I'll go through my points. I don't know how many I have. I have been a student of Antonio T. Smith Jr. He'll tell you he has 5 points and he'll give you 11. He'll tell you he has 8 and he'll give you 6. You never know how many you're going to get. So I'm not putting a number on them today. You can take notes. You can number them yourself. And we'll go from there because I really don't know how many I have. I really just plan to just talk to you all today. This isn't scripted. This is coming straight from my intellect, from my heart, and from my experience. What did I do to say yes to myself? And the reason for this call is because many of you will vocally and verbally say, yes, I've told myself yes. But when I look at your life, when I see your interactions, when I look at how you maneuver like a no. You operate like a no. You operate like you're saying yes to someone else. You're acting like you're saying yes to something else and inadvertently saying no to yourself. So what did I do in order to tell myself yes? I created my own reality. I created what I knew would serve me. Not what would serve the people around me. Not what would serve my community. Not what would serve my church. I created my own reality. And I did the things that I needed to do for myself because I can't say yes to someone I don't know. And I realized in the very beginning of this process that I had no earthly idea who I really was. I knew who I had created myself to be. And that's when it finally clicked. It's not so much that anybody knows who they are. You have to know who you created. There is no one form of you. That's the reason why somebody can be one way today and a different way tomorrow. Each and every day you wake up a creator. Each and every day you wake up and you say, okay, who am I going to be today? But there are some core elements of you that you should be every day. There are some core things that you need to include in your makeup every day. Someone isn't muted. If you could all mute your phones or mute your devices, that would help. I'm sitting in a car, and so I already have feedback from my air conditioner and my car running. So I need y'all to mute for me, please. Thank you. And I began to create my own reality. However, it was a little tricky because when I first learned about creating reality, there was, all I had was probably Antonio, Tempest, and the team. And my reality didn't always fit. I'm objective by nature. You don't just put a spoon in my mouth and tell me to swallow and it's going to go down without some type of objection or fight or, and everybody has it, but I have it a little more than others. So I had to accept the fact that that's okay. That's okay. I don't have to accept everything and say this has to exist in my reality because it exists in his, or this has to exist in my reality because it exists in hers. There's freedom in creation. I can create whatever Shannon I want. I can be whoever I want to be. And as long as it's what I want and it's what I'm prepared to receive, then I'm saying yes to myself. Number two, I had to have a higher power that I understood. Not just a higher power, but one that I had an understanding of. I grew up in church. I grew up in a Black Baptist church. I had a Black Baptist understanding of who God was for many, many years. Now I have a universal understanding of who God is. And I say yes to myself every day, recognizing that there is God in me. I don't get to serve a man, a God that created me in his own image, and then you tell me that I don't have God in me, that I don't have God characteristics, that I don't have God decision-making skills that I can't tell you that if I'm created in God's image, I have God in me. God makes me great. God makes me profound. God makes me deliberately, intentionally perfect, because that's the image I was created in. So when I say yes to myself, I don't accept anything that doesn't serve the fact that because I was created in the image of a God, there's some godness about me. And if you don't recognize that, and you don't service that, and you don't respect that, then I would encourage you to err against caution and not against carelessness with how you handle me. That's how I say yes to myself. If you don't handle me properly, you don't get to hold me. And the problem is sometimes we allow people to hold us that don't know how to handle the you that we've created. And when you allow yourself to be held by someone who doesn't know how to hold you, you're saying no to yourself. When you allow yourself to be held by something that doesn't know how to hold you, you're saying no to yourself. You're saying no to yourself. When you can't make the decisions that, when you say, well, I want to do this, and you know that it takes this, this, and this to get that, and you're not willing to do those things, then that's a no, a no, a no, and a no. And so you need to stop saying that that's what you want, because you don't want it. What you want is to tell that thing no. Well, I really want to be healthy, but I don't want to stop smoking. I don't want to eat right, and I don't want to exercise. Then you don't want to be healthy, boo. And there's nothing wrong with that. But stop singing that song. Say, I want to learn how to survive and still smoke. I want to learn how to live the best life and still eat a lot. I want to learn how to still be able to run around and play and still and be fat. Say that. But to say you want to be healthy and then say you don't want to quit smoking, you don't want to quit eating poor foods, and you don't want to exercise, then you don't want to be healthy. Or you want to be healthy in a state that can do those things. To say you want to be a business owner, but you don't invest anything into learning how to be a business owner, then that's not what you want to be. And it's okay. You don't decide what you want to be and then chart the steps to be that. Look at the steps you're taking and you can see what you want to be. Look at what you're saying yes to, and that's who you are. If you're saying yes to a sucky relationship, then that's who you are. If you're saying yes to a job that you hate, then that's who you are. If you're saying yes to a religious practice that no longer serves you, then that's who you are. And it's okay. The only way that it's not okay is if you reject it. That's the only way. That's the only way it's not okay. That's the only way that you experience discord is when there's a you that you know is there that you're not serving. If you keep accepting no's to something that is ready to receive a yes, you're going to experience discord. If you keep attaching yourself to things that are not in harmony with you or your vibration, you're going to experience discord. Discord equals saying no to you. There is an inner being. There is an inner you that has been there since before the day you were born. And when you say yes to that, you'll know. Until you say yes to that, there's always going to be discord. There's always going to be something that's not in harmony, not in alignment, not in tune with who you know is on the inside of you. The third thing I had to do was change my steps. I told you before, look at your steps and you'll know who you are. There were steps that I was taking because I felt like it was what I was supposed to do. And we all do it. I feel like I'm supposed to do this. I feel like I'm supposed to do that. This is what they expect from me. This is what he expects from me. Let me do this, 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 and this. That's me saying yes to them. And in your mind, you may believe that you're no longer doing that. But if you don't check that at least once or twice a week, you can quickly find yourself slipping back into the service of others and not the service of you. I don't do anything for anyone more than I do for me. And you may say, oh, that is so selfish. It is not selfish because I cannot serve the world if I do not serve myself. I cannot live and be and operate in the highest form of myself if I don't work on me. I'm not about to go die and slave and do everything I can for everybody else and then have nothing left to give myself. Some religious establishments would have you to believe that that's what you're supposed to do. Serve me until you die, and when you die, you'll get your reward in heaven. That's not what God says. I can have heaven right here on earth. It's okay for me to find out who I am and serve the world in that being. But it takes time to serve and find and say yes to you. I don't get to go out here and say yes to my mom and dad and say yes to my career and say yes to Antonio and the ATS Junior Companies and say yes to my son and say yes, 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 yes to all of that without figuring out what in the world serves me. That's not saying yes to me. Saying yes to me is finding a team that says, okay, Shannon, what is it that you want? I want this, 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 and this, and this. Okay, that fits here. Go out and do what you want. Do you know how much flack I get for going after a doctoral degree? You're an African-American woman going after a doctoral degree for what? You ain't gonna make no money with that degree. For what? What? People gonna be calling you doc? Here's the thing. Getting a doctoral degree has absolutely nothing to do with money for me. I have a profound relationship with money. I don't need a degree to make money. I don't need a degree to be a millionaire. The reason that I went after a doctoral degree is because it's something that I've always wanted to do. We all have dreams as little kids. We all have dreams when we're in high school. We all have dreams of what we want to be when we grow up. I want to change the world with research. I don't want to change YouTube. I want to change academia so that when Elon Musk goes to Stanford and finds his employees, they've read academic writings from Dr. Shannon Clark to go in and change his company. That has nothing to do with money for me. That has to do with me serving me the way that I want to. That has to do with me saying yes to me and not saying, well, this degree really doesn't mean anything. It's not really gonna get me any money. It's just a piece of paper. That's what it is for you. I had to define what it was for me. And for me, it's my ticket to changing this world. You know why? Because that's what I've called it to be. That's what I've created it to be. That's the path that I'm on. That's what serves me. That's me saying yes to me. My team is working diligently, making all kinds of moves. I'm still left to be retired. Does that mean that I'm staying out of education forever? Heck no. It just means that I don't want to have to go in there to work, to make money, and to make a living for myself. That's all that means. I can create my own education system. When I say yes to myself and stop worrying about what everybody thinks, stop worrying about what I used to think, and creating my own thoughts and my own reality right now, all this that you're working for, all this that you're working towards, all this that you're doing, if you are not doing it for you, if this is not you saying yes to you, it will return unto you void. You You have to say yes to you. Y-O-U. Until you do that, nothing is going to satisfy you. Nothing is going to work. You're not going to find your groove. And if you do find a groove, it's a groove of self-sabotaging behavior. Let me serve this so I don't have to serve me. Let me serve this so I don't have to figure out what I want. Let me wallow in my discord. Let me wallow in my depression. Let me stay in my sucky relationship. Let me come up with excuses why I have to do this and I can't do that so that I don't have to serve me. So that I don't have to say yes to myself. Saying yes to you is hard because there's a whole lot of no's involved with that. There are those that will tell me, Shannon, you can't go get a doctoral degree, work a full-time job, have a son that plays little league football, work in your church. You can't do all of those things. Maybe you can. But I am. I'm sitting here right now serving you, giving you the best value that I have. My son is on a field right over there practicing. My books are right here where I'm reading and studying. This is the life for me. This is the life for me. My church service has dwindled. There is one ministry that I still work in. That will probably come to an end soon. But if it doesn't, if I allow it to stay, it will be because it's part of me saying yes to me. You have to realize that you have your own mind. And if you do the work to create your own thoughts, if you do the work to figure out what it is you really want, if you do the work to raise your awareness, if you do the work, if you do the work to be and operate in the highest form of yourself, then you don't have to create your life around what somebody else tells you. I tell me things. And yes, I pull from mentors. I pull from readings. I pull from everywhere. But at the end of the day, I synthesize that crap. I break it down. It's like Play-Doh. Give me green. Give me red. Give me blue. Give me pink. I'll take all your colors. But goddamn it, I'm going to create my own creation. I'm not taking your Darth Vader and your Ninja Turtle and your Power Ranger. I'm going to take them, break them apart, and create my own superhero. That's saying yes to you. The problem is you get somebody's Power Ranger and their Ninja Turtle and you try to make them work in your hands when that ain't what you was called to be. You were called to take qualities from the Power Ranger, take qualities from the Ninja Turtle, but create Wonder Woman. Or whoever else you're supposed to be. When Tempest did her call a couple of weeks ago, I asked about emulating versus imitating. Not because I needed an answer, but because somebody else did. I wasn't put on this earth to copy or imitate or plagiarize or anything like that. I was put on this earth to be a creator. I was put on this earth to create something new, to create something that will add value to millions and thousands of people's lives all over the world. I see it. And I want it. And I'll have it. But it's because I say yes to me. And when I say yes to me, everybody gets a no. There's not one person in my life that hasn't received a no from me. Not one person. Were all of those no's accurate? Maybe not. But do I take a risk? Yes. And I will rather risk saying no to you than saying no to me at this point. But that's because I've done the work. There's an awareness in this brain that isn't in the average brain. There's a discernment that I have. You have to recognize those things. And don't let people squash or squander them. Be strong in who you know that you are, but don't be arrogant. Be open and receive everything. I just told you, I take all the different colors of the Play-Doh. I don't discriminate. I take every single color, but you don't get to create for me. You don't get to do that. Give me your colors. I'll make my own creation. I hope this has helped you. I hope I have questions. I hope I have a conversation after this. I'm ready to open it up for Q&A. At this point, if someone who's ever in control can unmute the mics, and if you have questions, accolades, Shannon, you need to shut up, whatever, go ahead with your comments and everything. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your attention.
Dr. Clark?
Hey, bro.
That was unscripted?
Wasn't I looking at you the whole time, bro? Man. Ain't no notes. Ain't no notes in this car. No.
Man. That, wow. Thank you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
You're always very good at what you do. And your delivery is always in a manner to where it's a self-check. It's a self-check. And we have to constantly self-check ourselves. And I totally appreciate you for that, because you always put us on a self-check. You know, it's not, you know, look at everybody else's. No, you look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. What do you want? And be honest with yourself and say yes to you. So I appreciate that. I appreciate this call. But that was unscripted.
Thank you, double certified.
You know it. But God damn.
I'm actually glad that you brought that out, because here's the thing, two things. Number one, sometimes I shy away from things that I have been called to say because I can be a little in your face and a little, who the hell do she think she is? But sometimes we need that. And then as far as it being unscripted, when you pour in, when you do your very best to tap into everything, I'm in ATS Business University trainings whenever I can be. I'm in the threads and the group text with my team whenever I can be. I'm constantly reading people that inspire me. So, yes, sometimes we do need scripts. We know that. We're taught that. Don't get on that camera every time without a script. But sometimes it's good to go unscripted, because that lets you know what you're retaining. That lets you know, that lets you see your growth when you can go through a whole topic and not have to use a script. And just kind of talk to people, that makes you relatable. So I'm glad that you brought that out. I believe it's something that we all do. I don't always go without a script, but today I was moved to, and I'm glad that it helped you, Brian. And I'm so appreciative of your comments, as always. You're always so supportive.
You, Dr. Clark, come on now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. You were amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
I have a couple of things. I took, like, 2 pages of notes.
Yay.
What really stuck out for me is when you took it as that you were taking it out of who you are. Oh, my goodness.
Hold on. Michelle, say it one more time, because you broke up.
You said, look at the steps you were taking out of who you are.
Oh, and yes.
And then change your steps. If you don't like who that is, change your steps. You blessed me with that.
Oh, thank you.
It's really, it's like the universe is speaking, because for a couple hours today, I was researching the word selfish. And
what?
I was thinking about doing some, yes. So if you can explain to me, mm-hmm. the three words that came up were selfish, self-centered, and self-focused.
Okay.
Are those just negative words to a positive feeling?
Okay, so here's the thing. The only one, none of them are negative if you create the definition for them. The only one that I will say in my practice that will have, you have to watch it, is being self-centered. Okay. However, anything that begins with self, people have automatically been trained by history to deny it. Deny self. don't do this for self. So I'm going to tell you that it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to be self-centered. And it's absolutely okay to be self-focused. Because when you are doing that to the true version of you, the you that was there before you came out of your mother's womb, that would never treat anyone ill. That you would never have any ill will. That you would never do anything to make a person feel low or thwarted or any of the connotations that have been placed on the word self or selfish or self-centered. All of that has come through live on earth experience. Of course, you're not supposed to be self-centered. Being self-centered means you're not thinking about anybody else but yourself. If the only self that you're thinking about is your original self, think about that, Michelle, all day, every day. Because when you do that and when you serve her, you serve the world. You operate as the highest form of you. The problem is we go into the dictionary, we go into society, and we simply accept how these words have been defined. I challenge and change everything. It doesn't always work. Sometimes people get tired of me challenging. They know a challenge is coming from me. But it's not because I'm attempting to be difficult. It's because I'm being a creator. You can't create if you don't challenge. Not challenge to prove it wrong. Challenge to create your right. Challenge to create your what you want. And that's just my opinion is that they are only negative if you choose to believe that they are. There are some people out there that are self-centered, and it is bad. If you believe in good and bad, there are some self-centered people out there making some really horrible decisions, having some really poor experiences. But it's because of the definition that's being placed on the word and the way that they're using it. For what you're talking about, I would say look at the context in which you're using them, and if it's serving the highest form of you, be selfish. That's the only way we get to benefit from Michelle being in the world.
Awesome. Thank you. I actually went to scholar.google.com.
Yay! Yes. That's my site.
I know. So, and it's so weird that you were talking about this today because it was something that I was focusing on. So
that's awesome, Michelle.
You are wonderful as always. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you so much. Read articles, read a bunch of articles, and create your own article. That's what I've learned. If I haven't learned anything else in the first 3 weeks of school, that's all they're doing. You read everybody's research, and then you create your own. You don't accept anybody's. You say, okay, what can I add to this?
Got it.
You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next. Hey, buddy, old buddy, old pal, retiree in the house. Woo, woo. No back to school for you. What's up?
Woo. Okay, you don't know how grateful I've been every time I pass by school and see all these cars.
Girl, anyway. I know it.
Great job, as always.
Thank you.
Ever since we've been growing up, ever since you first started speaking, always love.
Because your mama made me.
That's it. But glad
you did. Yeah.
But she's all you've always I've always loved to hear you speak, and I get something every time. You let me know who was telling you that why you going to get a doctorate and you that ain't gonna get you okay. You
just girl.
Anyway, but so proud of you. Just your growth is amazing. You know, like I said, ever since we've been growing up.
Yay.
Just love you to life. Keep doing what you're doing.
And yes, ma'am.
Prove them they say it's wrong.
Every day. Thank you, Grace. Is that Talisha?
This is she.
Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to fight back tears right now.
Oh, don't cry. Unless you have to.
This was awesome. This is... You lifted a weight off of me. I've been doing for everyone else but myself.
Mm.
From my marriage to friends to everyone, even since I was a kid, I've been doing for others all my life.
I
Blowing the tears away.
It's okay. I get it. You're not by yourself either.
To be raised in a household where I'm doing from the parents to the owners of the house to all 15 children that were in the house doing chores, doing making sure they go to bed, make sure they're doing their homework, doing everything and being told on a constant basis that I'm nothing, that who do I think I am? And then to meet people like you guys to come and let me know I am somebody, to let me know that I'm worthy. Yep. And for you to make the statement to have a higher power, to know my reality. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I feel like I am somebody. I feel like I have a purpose through this etiquette.
Amen. And I meant that. Amen.
Every time I push forward, you guys say be consistent. And every Monday, I make sure that I create my own video.
And I've seen you, and I'm proud of you.
I've been doing it, and I feel good.
You have, and that hair be laid, too. Oh, you got the hat on. Going on, girl.
It's just, I want to mention something, too. I'm not trying to let, I mean, everybody's on here, so you're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio, mm-hmm. Tempest, Grace, Deanna, Michelle, I miss you. I didn't get to see you there. Brian, and your wife. You guys, that was the most amazing time coming out there with you guys. And I got to fully be myself. But 2 days ago, my husband hit me with, what did they do for you? You went out there. You didn't get no gas money from them, but these are your friends. These are the people that are helping you out. They know your situation right now. Anybody offering you any money to do this or help you with this? And everything in my head, I know, Shannon, you tell me to be patient. I know you tell me to listen and allow. I allowed it, but oh my gosh, you don't know how many curse words were flowing out of my head. It never came out of my mouth, but they were flowing in my head. Because he don't know. I gave everything I had to join a group, and you guys have done nothing but put blessings in my life. Money can't replace that. Growth. I'm getting growth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many days when I want to feel like I want to give up. Talisha, you know what? These little voices come in my head. Talisha, you know what? Maybe he right. Maybe you do need to go get a job. You got a whole daughter to take care of. You even decide to homeschool her. Who does that? You know you ain't got no income in the house. What are you doing? But yeah, I keep pushing forward. So this today, like, honestly, I had a headache today because all I'm waiting for is clients, 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 clients. And I know you guys constantly say, Talisha, you know, maybe what you're doing, people don't want right now. I have to admit, people are going to school. The kids are going back to school right now. But that's not it. I don't know. What you said was a blessing. It kind of, you made me cry to release that. But thank you. Thank you, Shannon. You always, always have something powerful and wonderful for me.
Talisha, you are welcome. I will say, yes, please. Hand claps for her. I will tell you that what I learned, and first of all, ATS Junior Companies takes care of everyone. So if you are in need of anything, we have no problem with taking care of you. But you are absolutely right. We add value to your life through content, through growth, through pulling through. And your husband is just in his state of awareness. We have to allow him to be there. He's doing the best he can with what he has. But I'm glad that you see the value that we add. And your growth since the first day I've met you has been phenomenal. Keep up the good work. The clients will come. But long before they come, you have to treat them like they're there. And that's what you're doing. Keep getting on live every Monday. Keep your business up and current. Keep doing what you're doing, because you're treating them long before they get there. And that's something I've seen work with my very own eyes by working with Antonio. So I just want to thank you so much. Just like you said I'm powerful, you're powerful too. You're a powerful testament of all that encompasses this company and what it can do for people who actually work it. So I appreciate you for always being present and always being vocal. And I'll be talking to you soon. So thank you very much. Darren, I did see your question. I think it said, what are some practical ways that you can say yes to yourself? The one that helped me the most was to realize that I couldn't say yes to something that I wasn't making the steps to say yes to. And so what I had to do was look at the steps that I was taking. When I saw where I was spending most of my time, when I saw what was getting most of my effort, I had to change that to make it into a yes. When I saw that I was saying yes to things that weren't serving me, I had to start saying no to those things. And then I had to ask myself, Shannon, what does serve you? And then I started saying yes to those things. And now I say yes to me. So I hope that helps. Next. If anyone.
Hey, Shannon.
What's up?
Real quick. Our CEO asked, could you please explain how you won't let other people create for you? That is so powerful.
For me, and I can only speak for me, I am absolutely miserable when I attempt to play with somebody else's creation, because that's all it is for me. It's like my son builds Lego sets. If I was to go and sit down and attempt to create with his Legos, I would get extremely frustrated. Number one, I don't like him. Number two, I don't know what he was creating. That was a creation that serves him. I would need to figure out what serves me. So for me, I can't allow anyone to create for me, because it's not creation. It's frustrating. It's debilitating. I am immobile trying to operate in somebody else's creation. My growth is stunted. I am sick. I feel like regurgitating whatever I've eaten. It's a feeling that kind of comes from within that is just, it almost feels like you're grieving, because you're sitting there in somebody else's creation, figuring out how to operate there. Figuring out, how do I make this thing that I didn't create serve me? You can't. You didn't make it. And you don't even know if it was made to serve you. What I have found is other people's creations have been made to control me, to keep me being a non-creator. I don't need you to be a creator. I need you to operate in my creation. I need you to be my robot, not an inventor. And I realized a long time ago, God did not put me here to be robotic. There is absolutely nothing robotic about me. The only time that I successfully maneuvered in robotic behavior was when I was trying to kill myself. Robot will walk clean off a cliff if you don't stop it. But an inventor will always keep inventing a way to stay alive. A creator will always create a way to stay in the game. I can't stay in the game sitting in somebody else's creation. So therefore, I don't let other people create for me. I let them feed me. You can feed me. But when I build up the strength from that nourishment, I go out and I create what I want to create. I'll tell you again, give me all the colors of your Play-Doh. Give me the sticks, give me the glue gun, give me the construction paper. But don't you dare sit here and tell me how to build. Don't you dare sit and tell me what to create, because I won't let you. That saying that says, don't bite the hand that feeds you, you bite the hell out of it if it tells you what to create. Just my thoughts. If my CEO is pleased, if I need to elaborate more, please have him let me know.
Jim has his hand raised.
Yes, Jim. What's the dealio?
Shannon.
Jim.
Once again, you have spoken to my spirit. And I thank you again for being as candid, because your honesty is a rare thing in these days.
Thank you.
So, that spoke to me, what you just said. It really did. And it spoke to me in a place where Bryant was telling me last week, you know, you got to forgive. That's a real tough thing for me.
Yeah.
That's how I learned how... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's how I learned how to survive. That's my mode of operation now, because I didn't... And I could not realize why or how to forgive. And you just gave me an understanding that awakened something that people are making you as a puppet, playing you, and you're living in their creation. Mm-hmm. And for someone like me, as a creative, that creative life turned into death. And I think that's where that unforgiveness came from. It's like, you're stopping me, you're stunning my growth. Mm-hmm. And that really hit hard for me. So I thank you.
Oh, I'm glad, Jim. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's funny that, not funny, but it's ironic that you say that, because when Tempest did her call a couple of weeks ago, she talked about cutting the branch, and you mentioned puppets, and sometimes we have to cut the string. And the way that you know that you were operating there's a difference in somebody wanting you to be their robot and somebody teaching you how to create. I, in working for Tony and working for even my current principal, I have seen how it is to work for someone that simply wants to teach you how to create for yourself. If I cut a string from Antonio, or I cut a string from my principal and give myself some freedom, it's completely okay. But in other areas of service, to cut a string is to be rejected, is to be, who does she think she is to be, you can't cut that string. I need that string. I need you to stay on that string, because I can't be me unless you're on that string. Ooh. Anybody that can't be who they are, unless they have a string attached to you, run. You cut it and you run and you get as far away from them as possible, because none of us were created to operate on a string. God gave us free will. We weren't put here to be puppets. You put here to be a creator. Now, that's not saying you can't work for someone. You can. But they ought be someone who is fully in tune with allowing you to create. I get that with Antonio. I even get that with the current administrator that I have at school. We had a huge turnover this year, because she told him, I'm not trying to hold any of you here. If there are things you want to do, go do them. There's a woman that left teaching pre-K to go teach doctors how to run a computer program at UTMB, because my principal encouraged her to go and serve the highest form of herself. Mm-hmm. All leaders don't do that. And if you're not under one that's doing it, run. Strings go in shoes, not on people.
Hashtag.
But thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you.
Friend,
you can open up the doors of the church right now.
Y'all so silly.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are. Who is this?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I dropped Chantel. I've been trying to unmute.
Hey, Chantel. How are you?
And then I'm doing wonderful, and even more wonderful after this call.
Oh, hey. Yay.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I had to, when I was listening to you, something sparked in me, and it made me think about my kids and being a young mother and my story and whichever, and being so young and coming from, I relate to Felicia in a way where I grew up really fast, really, really fast. And it came to my awareness just the other day that me having to grow up so fast and me not ever being heard, it messed with my authenticity. Mm-hmm. But as I hear you say, you know, say yes to you, say yes to you, I feel as if my kids have to make sacrifices for me.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in, you know, now that I'm thinking, I say it out loud and I started listening to what you said to, I think, Michelle, and it's how you look at it. But something with that sits, it saddens me.
Mm-hmm.
As if because I'm so young that there's many things and I dream so big and there's big things that I want to do that I may be taken away. And then being a single mother, I may be taken away from my kids because I'm work, you know, doing things for me. Is there any way I can, well, what's your insight on that period?
Well, here's the thing. Your kid is going to learn the definition of sacrifice from you. I can tell you that my son, and I can only speak from my experience, he has not felt like he has lacked anything. There have been days where he has come to the office with me and stayed in that office all day. He absorbs some of it. He has a heightened level of awareness, but we have to be careful with the wording and the definitions that we use, because what you're feeling is what you're feeling and not necessarily what your kids are feeling. And you have to be careful not to allow words like the sacrifice that my kids are making trump the sacrifice that you're making for them. Because yes, it hurts that they can't do the things that they want to do, or it hurts that they are, you know, maybe lacking because you're going after your dreams, you're always busy, you're doing this, you're doing that. However, how old are your children?
7 and 4.
Your 7 and your 4-year-old will become 17 and 14, and then they'll become 27 and 24. And are they going to need the skill set that they learn from a playground, or the skill set they learn from watching their mama grind?
Mm-hmm.
And there's mm-hmm. a skill set that we teach our children when they see us grinding. When you have your daughter in your live videos, that is so much better than being on a dance squad or outside cheering or doing the societal norms. Now, I am not discrediting or discounting any type of extracurricular activity, but we are creators. We can redefine extracurricular. And doing live videos on Facebook is an extracurricular activity that a lot of other children need to do. So you just have to recreate what extracurricular is. That is the best parenting I see you and your daughter on Facebook together, motivating people, encouraging people. That's going to make her a whole lot more money in the long run than knowing how to slide down a slide.
Mm.
So you're right on target. Don't allow societal norms, people of a lower level of awareness that'll say you don't ever do anything with them, they don't do this, they don't do that. You define it, you create it, and you serve your children in the awareness that you're in, because it's at a higher level than the majority of the people in your life. Don't dig down for definitions. Reach up. Reach up, which is what you're doing. You're doing great. You're not doing your children a disservice. You're one of the best parents I know, and I barely know you. But anybody that can sit and coach their daughter through a video and have her really be into it, she's going to be a millionaire before her friends know how to spell million. So don't worry about it. You got it. You are on target. You're doing a great job. Our kids only suffer if we teach them what suffering is. Mm. If we tell them, you're suffering because mommy can't do this for you. You're suffering. My child don't know what suffer is. Everything he does in a day, he feels like that was created. He's mad now because he's outside running on a football field. I don't have him doing that because I feel guilty. I have him doing that because his attention is off the chain and he needs something to exert some of that energy. So I make the sacrifice to come and sit and study out here while he go run out there. He won't be a football player when he hits middle school. He'll be at some STEM magnet camp learning how to do coding and build buildings and be an engineer because he wants to be an astronaut. But right now I need to learn, how to control his energy. You define how you raise your children, and you stick with that. And when you need advice and when you have questions, don't ask anybody with a lower level of awareness than you.
Okay.
Okay. You're doing great. I admire you. I admire what I see you doing with your children.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Good job, Chantel.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all.
No problem.
Okay. That was wonderful.
You're amazing. One day we're going to get all of these ATS Les Brown kids together and show the world what you should be doing with your children. Put them on TV.
Yes, indeed. Because
your girl, I'll pay money to let her write a course. I know one little boy that'll be watching her teach you. So.
Right.
Yeah. You're amazing. Thank you so much for your question, and thank you for just being you.
Thank you for being you.
Anybody else got something to say?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, I can. Is that my sister?
Hey, sister! How are you?
Hi, Tempest.
Hi, Shannon.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm okay now that I see your face. No, I'm fine.
I don't have a question, but I do want to say fantastic job. And I think fantastic is the wrong word to use because I feel like I'm shortchanging you with your praise.
Oh, no.
But
Thank you.
Did this phone call, and I hope that the best one ever. And I hope I hope that everyone on this call didn't receive what she said. I hope you allowed seeds to be planted inside of you with what she said. You are, I'm not going to re-preach you are the creator of your life, and you get to choose what you say yes to. As long as I was saying yes to the world and no to me, I was miserable. I was lashing out. I was distancing myself. I was angry all the time. But when I said yes to me, when I told myself yes, and I meant that, not no ceremonial yes. When I said yes and meant it and told everybody else, you got to go, my life changed. You are the creator of your life.
Amen.
You allow what you want into your life. And that has been the most powerful lesson for me 2018, this part of 2018. Allowing myself to be wise enough, to be aware enough, to create the reality, not that I want. Because my wants are low, but the reality that I deserve. So
yes.
This call, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you, but thank you so much. I hope everybody caught what she said. Say yes to you. That is so important in this life. But great job.
I am so
proud of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Bishop.
You said that, girl.
Yes, she did.
Jesus.
I learned from the best, double certified.
That's it.
Thank you so much, Tim. As always, you are appreciated so much. I've learned so much from you. Anybody else? Okay, well, I would like to... Hello? I would like to thank all of you for being here. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Talk Tuesday. Please don't forget about our Plant Better Mindset call that we have on Sundays.
Hold on. Somebody wants to say something else to you.
Oh, my Lord. Come on, Deanna.
That's it.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
I just want to say you just blessed my whole soul.
I am so glad for the whole soul blessing.
Especially when you was talking to Chantel, because that's something that I've been struggling with, and you just blessed my whole soul.
Thank you so much. Like, you are welcome. You are welcome.
I've been struggling with not spending enough time with my son. Oh, and working, even though I can bring him with me, I still struggle with that because of certain instances that have happened with his reaction with me and his father. You just blessed my whole soul. You just let me know that mama's doing exactly what mama needs to be doing and stop worrying about what everybody else is saying. Forget what they said because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm working for and I know how it's going to benefit my son. I thank you so much because you have honestly blessed my whole soul with that.
You are absolutely welcome. And look, listen, everybody out here with young children, understand this. When your children become preteens, when they become young adults, the world and everybody that ever told you anything about parenting will have to come back, if they can, get out of their arrogance and say, teach me what you did. Because our children are going to rock this world. So, yes, ma'am. I'm glad I blessed your whole soul. Mama does know what she's doing. Mama better keep doing it because that's the only way that Donald is going to be the great Donald and not, never mind. That's the only way that Donald is going to be the great Donald. All right? All right. Twin. Anybody else?
Twin, you can't be driving and crying at the same time, okay?
All right. Well, okay. Thank you all for being here. I have thoroughly enjoyed speaking to you on today. I want you all to go out and continue, not start, because if you're on this call, you're on the path to living your best life. And so I want you to continue it. Say yes to you. Say no to anything that is not you. Don't forget about our Plant Better Mindset calls on Sundays. Meet us again for next Tuesday. Brian has Walk It Out Wednesday. We have ATS Business University. Coaching is available. So just stay connected to us. We love each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. You can plant better. You can dominate. Good night.
Okay, everybody, you can say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, man. Y'all be careful. Y'all be careful, man. I'm gonna see y'all get home.